Did Jackson have trolley cars?
Oh, yes, that came right after the mule car.
What's a mule car?
You never heard of a mule car?
No, I've never heard of them. Except, now, come to think of it, I think I have, too. Tell me.
I remember the mule cars.
You
here.
Do?
Yes, I do. It was a small car, looked like a street car, but it was smaller, wouldn't seat as many people, and it was pulled by two mules on a track. And our first trolley car in Jackson, mule car in Jackson, ran from the old Capitol down to the depot. Then they extended it on out as far as Fortification Street. And about that time, let's see, the first trolley car was in 1871, and in 1899, they did away with the mule cars and started the trolley cars.
Is that right? I think I have seen pictures of them.
But the mule car was on a track to make it easier for the mules to pull.
How many people would a mule car hold? About as many as a trolley car?
From the picture, now, I lived out at the asylum, which was a mile from the end of the mule car turn. And it wouldn't be any sense in me walking a mile to get on the mule car to ride to town. So we didn't ride the mule car. I don't think I ever did. We rode in a buggy. Anyway, from the picture that I have, it looks as if there might be about five seats on each side of the aisle. Say 10, 20, I'd say 20 people could sit comfortably.
One mule pulled them or two?
Two.
Two mules for each car.
Mm-hmm.
They have a driver?
Had a driver,
mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, no, I've never heard of those before.
And Norris was one of the favorite drivers.
Norris?
Norris, Howard Norris. And then after they started the trolley car, Norris drove the trolley car. And then after they started the buses, Norris drove a bus.
He did?
He's gone now.
My goodness. So a child does not go to school. You say he did what?
He played hooky.
Now, would played hooky be all day? Or if he, suppose he just stayed out for one or two classes?
Well, he cut classes.